the market. Yeah. It's changing. There's a lot. A recent article about mortgage stress, and a statistic that came out that's alarming is that if interest rates went up by 0.5%, a third of Australians couldn't pay their mortgages right now. What advice do you have for real estate agents in a market that's getting tighter, where we're going to see prices coming down? What advice for those agents, especially those that are new to the game, that think it's all about driving BMWs and wearing flashy Armani suits, which we know it's not? What's the advice for them?
Well, I wish I was able to speak to those people a year ago, because maybe they would not have actually bought that $160,000 car because they thought that the party was going to keep going till 2021, which is obviously it hasn't. But I haven't had an opportunity to speak to them then. So what I would suggest is this. You better upgrade your skill, make the decision to go pro, because all of a sudden the marketplace will no longer give you an unfair advantage over an experienced agent. Andrew, you're a top operator. You run one of the top real estate offices in the country. I think number 7 for Harcourts, yep, in Australia, right? So you know as well as I do that when the market's good, an average agent and a good agent, like, they're not that much different, because what they do doesn't matter as much as the market. The market puts deals together. All of a sudden, we're in a situation now where you've got a vendor that wants 1.7, the market's only saying 1.4, 1.5. Now, that person that's got no skill, no ability to have crucial conversations, not a trusted advisor, cannot create evidence-based techniques, that person now is struggling, because they're saying, but where's the market? Here's what I say is, the market is non-reliable. Your skills are in your corner. So I would say is upgrade your skills, and I can see, you know, I've come in here today and I've been coming in here regularly to your office over the last few years, because you're a business that understands that the biggest investment you can make is improving your skills. The biggest asset that you have is your earning ability,
yep,
right? But if you're a good earner and you can earn $1-2 million as GCI over 30 years, we're talking about $40-50 million. That's major money we're talking about. So the biggest asset is upgrade your skills.
And I think what we're going to see a lot of is fee discounting. And I've always been of the belief that if you prove your value proposition or your point of difference, which is what we're trying to do here as an office and also as individuals through training, I think then you're going to not have to compete with those agents. You have to go down to 0.8%, yeah, just to get business. Yeah. If you can still charge your full fee, but let the vendor know that you are worth that, because at the end of the day, you're going to get a better result for them. I think that is key to moving forward as well for a skill of an agent.
Well, Andrew, it's interesting you talk about the fee discounters, because the latest research, and I sat through a overseas conference where they had people from Facebook and Zillow speaking. The latest research in the world of pricing is showing that the experiment of low fees has shown it's not working. Consumers are not happy about it, because they actually thought that things were going to be better, but they've been disappointed with the experiment. In addition to that, companies have not won market share by fee cutting. And I'm not just talking about real estate. We're talking about people here, Silicon Valley. We're talking about Facebook is saying that the experiment on low is not working. So I think that if that's been your strategy, you've got challenges.
Because people want value. I know when I buy something, Tom, I'm the person that wants the good service and the value. I'm willing to pay a little bit more to get that service and value rather than just paying a cheap discounter.
Correct. So the experiment went this way. We want something cheap. They got the service. They got disappointed with the service. And then 2 years later, people are saying, hey, I didn't want cheap. I actually just thought that cheap, they were all the same. And they're realizing that cheap is not all the same. And generally speaking, you know, and well as I know, that the best agent and the cheapest agent are generally not the same agent.
Absolutely correct.
I have some people here with the ability to make $1 million a year. And some are happy to, or not happy, but some are making $50,000 a year. We all have the same resources. We know what we have to do. Why is it that some people can make so much money in this game? And I believe real estate is one of those industries that it's the ultimate entrepreneurial pursuit. Why is it so many people can make money and others just fail to do so?